the Reb Meir, the Reb Meir. So Rashi, Kashi, the Reb Meir, the Reb Meir. Liel, Omi, Mishosh, Ebne, Yodim, Nechnosim, Lecho, Piton, Biyavi, Shabosos. Vushir, Me'ucha, Mishosh, Koyin. There's now a bright fear, Reb Meir says, the shear of a Koyin. And before it may said the shear is when Bnei Yodim come eat the pita bava shabosis, which is before. Here Rashi says muchatak. Rashi says a little bit later than Pesachovim. Yeah, I mean I was oni. Here the Gemara said oni. Gemara said oni is there afterwards. And now we're going misosha Bnei Yodim nechlos lecha pita bava shabosis. Before Rashi's bava shabosis is earlier. See, I say now Rashi's being chayzer. They talk about this Rashi a little bit shver. Alright. So Rashi, Baruch Yama Mishras Tfilo, Shekayda Ben Hashmosha, so Tfira in Reb Meir, and for the Gemara Nechnami, Trei Tanoi Liba Reb Meir. There are two different Tanoim, exactly what Reb Meir said. And this is the Pshat portion, how all Machloikis and Stari. Machloikis and Stari was the Rebbe said Ishir, and two Tamidim thought they heard two different Shotim in the Tana. So one Tana thought Reb Meir said like this, and one Tana thought Reb Meir said like this. Come to us to Machloikis. For the Gemara, another theory is Kashi, the Reb Lezah, the Reb Lezah. There's now a Mishnah portion Reb Lezer the whole from Pesach Chavim, and here in the Brisa Reb Lezer says Mishosh Shekahanim Mishosh Kiddush Hayayin, and the Manachem all three Tanoim leave the Reb Meir. It's no kasha. Also, two Tanoim heard over two different shots from Reb Lezer. The boy Yisrael, another Teretz says no. Reb Lezer Shittur is when this man Krishna starts. It starts from Mishosh Kiddush Hayayin. Bein Hashmoshes. I now Mishnah it says Pesach Chavim Reisha Lav Reb Lezer. You should know the race of our Mishnah is not Reb Lezer. As the Mishnah says, name is like Kodesh Rabbi Yav Mishoshkan Rosanecha B'Trumosan, that's not Reb Lezer. That's the Tanakhama. Just Reb Lezer just says, how long does the man go? At say for Hashmar Rishonah did Reb Lezer. Reb Lezer only says the man goes until the first 4 hours of the night. But when does the man Krishna start? Reb Lezer shoot along, that could be earlier. Could be Mishosh Kiddush Hayim. So this is the arichas of the Gemara, and Lamaisa Lo Alach we pass the Mikra Din is from Sesek Chovim. That's when Zman Krishma starts. Taisvis Duri says that the reason why is a mini to daven Marv a little bit earlier was the Saimech on these Tanoim here that hold you could say Krishma even a little bit before Sesek Chovim. That by Ben Hashmosh already could say Krishma, or by Shki you could start saying Krishma. So that's the way Duri is Malamit Chus. How come people daven early Krishma and Shul? Because they're semech on these shittes. That's the read. But Mika din lalacha, we don't hold not like that. Mika din lalacha, we hold that when you mekayim your mitzvah essay of Krishma, only you have to face a chovin. And if you daven marv early, which you're allowed to, marv is only with the rabbanon, you're allowed to daven marv early after plaka mincha, we have Rashi's halacha then. That you should be makbid later on at night after face a chovin, you should say over again Krishma. Even though Rashi Shittur is all you have to say is the first parashah, that lechur wimachmer. That wimachmer say over at least the first two parashas, and the best thing to say over all three parashas. Because there are a lot of shittas that hold that the first two parashas are midiraita. So whatever you have to say from midiraita, you have to say over again after tzeisach chovim. Because parashat halacha is like our Tana the Mishnah, that the zman krishma first starts at tzeisach chovim. Okay, fine. Mishem tomorrow night again, 9:15.
You were holding Dav Gimel Amud Aleph, four lines down, at Seifu Hashmeira.
The Gemara, at Seifu Hashmeira. As Reb Lezer says, when does the man Trishim end? The Seifu Hashmeira Harishayna. So he said, Pshat in Reb Lezer was, he dashed the Pasuk B'shoch B'cho, means, calls the man, people are going to sleep. Now, whoever goes to sleep at night, went to sleep already throughout the first 3 hours of the night. It's Lafuka the Chomim or Rabbi Gamliel hold Bishoch Bucha means calls the man you are sleeping. So you sleep throughout the whole night, that's why they say Bishoch Bucha means the whole night. But Reb Lezer holds no, Atayf HaShmura, Bishoch Bucha means there's a man when people do the mice of going to sleep. For the more Mikasov Reb Lezer, what does Reb Lezer hold? Ikasov Sholosh Mishmoros Heve Laila, as he says at the end of the first Mishmah. Sifi holds that the Laila has three Mishmoros. Because there is a machloekis later, we'll see number based on machloekis tanoim in this. If there are three mishmaras at night or four mishmaras. So for the Gemara, what does Reb Lezer hold? If he holds there are three mishmaras, heavy laila, lema ad abo shois. So usually the night is 12 hours, so divide 12 into 3 is 4 hours. So he holds the first 4 hours is the man of Krishma. So let Reb Lezer say the fairish, ad abo shois. What does he have to say? Ad say fashmara for? Vikasov, if he holds. Arba mishmoros have elayla. No, the night has four mishmoros, like Rebbe holds on the days. Lema cholishoyis. Let him say beferish. The first 3 hours is this man Krishma. So Rashi says, Rashi might it's over. Heavy le loimaz man hanikur. I mean, that's the kashi. He should have said a beferish is man. He wants to say how long Zman Krishma is until the end of the first Mishmar. So he should have said Klor, either 3 hours, or he should have said 4 hours. What's his business saying, Ad Seifar Shmur? So Drashi, Kisovat Drashi, the Pligi Tanoy Lekamon, it's a Machlaikis Tanoyim, by Milsa, let's soon see what the Machlaikis is. Ikaman the Yoma Gimel Mishmar Sevelayla. What does that mean? That means the Mishmaris Avoides HaMalochim. The Malochim in Shemayim, Vishir Shalhem, the saying Shir to the Yevishter. Nechlak Mishola Chalokim. There are three different Chalokim of Malochim saying Shirut Hashem every night. Rishoino Lekas Achas. The first four hours, one Kas of Malochim say Shira. Shiniya, the next 4 hours, Lekas Acheres, another Kas of Malochim say Shirut Hashem. And Shlishis Lekas Shlishis. The last 4 hours, another category of Malochim are saying Shirut Hashem. No, the Mishmar is divided up into four Mishmaras. So this Mishmaras means in the Malachim in Shemayim, when they're saying Shira Tashem, they say Shira, and they stop at the end of 4 hours, and they change different Malachim coming. So that's the Kasha. What do you hold? Either say 3 or say 4 hours. So Gemara Lielam Kisava Shalosh Mishmaras Havelayla. Ateri Ablezer holds the night only has 3 Mishmaras. So therefore, when does Man Krishma end at night? By the 4th hour. For how come Ashmalon? So the Kashmir was, why didn't he say the Feirish first 4 hours? The Ika Mishmoros Berikiyo, Vika Mishmoros Barya. He wants to tell you Chiddush that there are Mishmoros in Shemayim, and who are then there Mishmoros Barya? So it's a shallow real negus of the Gemara, what the Chiddush is. The Rosh learns, Kamashmalon, that there are Mishmoros in Rikiyah, just like there is Barya, means, as the Gemara soon will explain, Ba'arya means in this world we have simonim when the Mishmar ends. The Mishmar ends, we'll soon see, when the Chamor barks, or when Kolovim bark, or when they talk. So who are then in Shemayim? We have a Ferishah simonim also. Like if somebody's in Shemayim, there's a Ferishah simon there also when the Mishmar ends. So that's what the Blaz is telling you. That it's a simon yudua, just like in this world, who are then in Shemayim also? Titania. We have Lezer Reimer, Sholish Mishmaras Hevi Alayla. There are 3 Mishmaram Balayla. The Yaakol Mishmar Mishmar, at the end of each Mishmar, after the Malachim said the Shira Tashem, Yoshev HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Vishayik Ari. HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself screams out like an Ari. Shenema, the Pasuk says, Hashem Imoram Yishog, Omemoim Kodesha Yiten Koiloi, Shoy Yishag Al Noveyu. So the Pasuk says 3 times the word Yishag. Again, Hashem Mimorim Yishag is one Lashon screaming. Mimorim Kodesh Yiten Koyloi Shoag, a second time Shoag, and Yishag the third. So that's the drush that HaKadosh Baruch Hu screams like at 3 different times of the night. So whoever's in the Shemayim knows exactly when the Mishmar ends, they can hear HaKadosh Baruch Hu being Shoag Kareh, HaKadosh Baruch Hu screaming like an Ari. Now, just to know, Mefarsh learned the next man, the Yoma, that says there are 4 Mishmaros Balayla, he also dashes the same Pasuk. Just he heard the word Koiloi is a 4th Koil. There is a Pasuk saying Yishag is 1, he holds Koiloi is 2, Shoag is 3, and Yishag is 4. So the Machlaikis says, is the word Koiloi mean another Mishmar, or it doesn't mean another Mishmar? But everybody dashes this Pasuk, okay? So there are at least 3 Mishmar in Balayla. Machlaik is the Yadash in the word Koiloi, say it means a 4th one. So Drashi, Vorka Mashmalon Kishanosa Mechasimin, Zman HaKriya, the Seif HaShmeira, that the Mishnah says, when does Zman Krishma end? At the end of the HaShmeira, Vulei Pirish Lechasimin, the Purim doesn't say exactly when it is, Lamdacha, to teach us, Sheesh Heker Lecholotim Bedover, everybody could know, there's such Heker on the world, Kihecha Dikav Rekiya. So Rashi learns the Gersa not like the Rosh. Hey, just like in Rekia, there is a Heker, like the Pasuk says, the Kadosh Baruch Hu stands there and screams at the end of each Mishmar, who adin ba'oritz, there's a Beferish HaSimon, we'll soon see what the Simonim are, when exactly the Mishmar ends. Yishag Shoig, Yishag Rashi Regimel, because that's for Ablez Shita, that's for 3 Mishmaras, because 3 times it says the Kadosh Baruch Hu screams, which means at the end of each Mishmar. We'll soon see what HaKadosh Baruch Hu screams. The Gemara later is going to say. The simin ledover, oh, now what's the simin? By us, by Olam Hazeh, here. Mishmora Rishoyna Chamar Noyer. As the donkeys give their scream, that's the simin at the end of the first Mishmor. Shiniya Kolovim Tzoikim. When the dogs bark at night, that's the end of the second Mishmor. Shlishit, the end of the third Mishmor, is Tinik Yoyna Mishta Imoy, as the babies wake up when they start nursing. The Isha must appear as Tembaila. Ralph Agrashi says, Isha must appear as Tembaila. Farhagiya Korov Luyoyn, it's almost daytime. Uvnayodim is Urim, people start to get up Mishinosan. Vyashaych Vim Yachad Misaprim Zem Zit. Samela, Nishvishtoi, they start talking to one another. Misaprim Zem Zit. So that's what Rebbe Lezer in the Mishnah let us hear. That you should know in this world there's a simon exactly when each Mishmar ends. Now for the Gemara. Maika Choshev Rebbe Lezer. Rebbe Lezer holds there are three Mishmaris and he gave three simonim. Now these simon, what are they? Itchilas Mishmaris Kochoshev. Is he giving a simon for the beginning of each Mishmar? For the Gemara Bazoi, Itchilas Mishmar Rishon is simon lomali. Uratahu. If you're saying the beginning, when the first Mishnah starts, so pshita, that's Pesach Chovim. That's the beginning of night. We're saying there are three Mishmaros of the night time. So if he's giving a simon at the beginning of the night, he shouldn't have to give a simon. Pshita, that's Pesach Chovim. E Elamai, he'd say, E Saif Mishmaros. Elamai is giving simon of the end of the Mishmaros. And it's good. You need a simon when the end of the first Mishmar ends. That's when the Chamor barks. The end of the second Mishmar, the Kolovim Tzoikim. Of the Gemara of Isaac Mishmar Kachoshid, Saif Mishmar Achrayna Lamali Simno. If the shred in the end of the last Mishmar means the end of the night, what do I need a simon for? Yamamahu. Like what everybody knows when Eilas HaShachar is, when the morning star comes out. That's what we said yesterday. That's Klaw. The daytime starts from Eilas HaShachar until Tzatzik Chavim is called Yom. So if you want to know when the night ends, it ends right before Eilas HaShachar. So Vice of the Gemara times, everybody knew that when Eilas HaShachar is. So why do you have to give a simon that the man and wife are talking together or the kids are yoinik? Shita. So the Gemara, Ela the Teretz is like this. Choshev Soif Mishmar Rishoyna. And that we say when the Chamor barks, the donkey barks, that's the end of the first Mishmar. So you need a simon for that. Utchilas Mishmar Achroina. And the last simon, when the Noshim talk, or when the yoinik, that's the beginning of the last one. The Emtsoyis, the middle simon, when the Kolovim bark, that's the Emtsoyis, the Emtsiusay. That's letting us hear the middle of the middle one. What's punk the middle of the middle Mishmar? So the Morgan of Rome brings a right from this first Tetz of the Gemara that Bavli is also made as a mile of Chatzoyis, Tikkun Chatzoyis. That's why it's Nagay to tell us the simon of the middle Mishmar, which is Chatzoyis. Why not Gemino? Why do I care what the middle? We only care what the either the beginning or the end of the Mishmar. About the first test, the Gemara goes to explain the simon is the middle of the middle Mishmar. Mashmin is such an inyo of Tikkun Chatzoyis. The male is Nagay to know what the simon is when Chatzoyis is, to know when to say Tikkun Chatzoyis. As the Magen Avraham says, when the Kabbalim speak out, there's a tremendous inyo to say Tikkun Chatzoyis. So Magen Avraham says, no, that's only good according to the first terms of Abba Bavli. That says there's such a simon of Mitzioso, Mitzioso. So the Gemara says, though, Biboy, you said, the Gemara says, another terrors. I'll tell you, no. Kula, Soif, Mishmar, Skachoshev. Really, Reb Lezer is only giving us the monom of the end of each Mishmar. The Echid Teima, Bezoi, Achreinu, Etzor, the Kasha was then the end of the Mishmaris. Why do I need a simon for the end of the last Mishmar? She said, that's the beginning of the day. I should know when Elas HaShachar is. So the Gemara l'mayin afkumina l'mikrei kriyishma snagay to when you can start saying kriyishma l'man degoni v'beis ofel. Somebody sleeping in a dark room, he has no windows. So what's the kash? He could look out and see when morning star is. He can't. He's in a dark room. So such a person, when how can he tell when Eilas HaShachar is? If he sees the kids are waking up to nurse or the people are starting to get up, that's the simon. L'yod is man kriyishma enes. He doesn't know when this man kriyishma is. By the Zay, the simon is Kivon Isha Mesaperis in Baila, or else for Tinik Yonik Mistei Imai, the kids are nursing from the mother, is like in Bulikri. He should know that's already the Zaman of the end of the last Mishmar, which is Eilas HaShachar, so that's the Zaman where you start get up to start to say Krishma. If even though Tay speaks out, even though we hear you can't really say Krishma until Misha Yakir. So he'll tell the difference between Yechavara and Chelas the Karsi. The other Gemara's Mashm, as soon as you know when Eilas HaShachar is. The Torah just says it means, if you know when Eilas HaShachar is,
So you start getting up there, wash yourself, and by the time you start davening and get to Krishna, Mistam is by Mishayak already.
You can say the same thing. That it's really the
tchilas,
the symbolism of the
tchilas
of
Yashmaira. Yeah, in the dark room. Also. Oh, it's that's not so shchiach. Yeah, it's not so shchiach because the beginning, like you were just outside, or even with a dark room, open the door and go outside. You didn't go to sleep yet. That means somebody's in bed though, he wants to know now, when do I have to start getting up to be makpid on Zman Krishna? So you could say the guy was sleeping in the dark room, he didn't know. So it's negated. But so this is modern, at night time, you want to know when Sesi Chavim is. So go outside, you're up anyway. Go outside your door. Even though it's dark, go outside already. You can see. Yeah. So those are the Magen Avraham, that according to the second Teres of the Gemara, the simonim we're giving is only the end of each Mishnah. So the Magen Avraham lies by Kashif. If the Kabbalim hold, there's such a thing as Tikkun Chatzos, how come the Gemara Bavli didn't give a simon for that? Like Lechur will soon see, these simonim of the Mishmarim are a Zman when a Ritzoy to Mespala for Churban Abayis. We'll soon see. At each Mishmar, Kodesh Baruch himself screams out about the Churban Abayis. So Snegei, at the end of each Mishmar, could daven for the Churban Abayis. But first the Magen Avraham, if there's such a need of Tikkun Chatzos, how come at the second Teres of Gemara, why didn't we give a simon for Chatzos? So Magen Avraham once said that the second Teres is no winning of Chatzos. But Baruch Hashulchan wants him to say no. He wants the Avada, everybody's masking to the Kabbalah, there's a need of Tikkun Chatzos. He wants to tell you that the Gimel Mishmorim are only Zmanim went to the Mespalo for the Churban Abayis. Like we'll soon see, HaKadosh Baruch himself is then crying about the Churban Abayis. Mashaykin, Tikkun Chatzos, that's an intimate Mespalo for Kol Tzrocha. That's a special Zman Ritzui, so that's not our Sugya. Not the Pshat our Sugya is Dinit Zechonim Kabbalah. That's another Sugya by itself. Chatzos is Zman Ritzui Lako, you could have him for anything then. These three Mishmorim are Bazundra Zmanim to the Mespalo for the Churban Abayis.
He also holds that the Shita, there are three Mishmaras by the night. The Akol Mishmar Mishma Yoshiva Kodesh Baruch Hu B'Shoi Kari. At the end of each Mishma Kodesh Baruch Hu. A Kodesh Baruch Hu B'Shoi Kari.
This is called going up again. What? You got to change the time to stop the clock. You have to pull it out first and then push it. Oh no, somebody's there. Yeah, I will set that. Yeah.
So I call Mishma Mishma Yeshua Kodesh Baruch Hu. Tishrei Kari V'yomer Oy Labonim Shabbat V'Nerseim Hechrafti Es Beisi Oy Fekleis Of the Kosa Der Averus Hakodesh Baruch Hu burnt up the Beisi. Hechrafti just means chorus. The sorafti yesecholin, I was sorry if I burnt down my base of Migdish. The glisim of Beinumet Oilim.
You see, HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself at the end of each Mishmah is like crying about the Churban Abayis. Therefore, if anybody in this world wants to hop around and daven then for the Churban Abayis, they say it's an Indian, it's a Zman to daven for the Churban Abayis then.
So the Pshat is that the Mishmorim itself is a Zman just for Churban Abayis. Mashenga Dodor HaShulchan, like the Mekubolim, Chatzos, is a Zman Ritzel Lako, you could have him for anything then. The Gro just makes a deal, it says two things. It says, because Rebbe says, Hechrafti es Beisi, Vesurafti es Echoli. So he wants to tell that everything was burnt down, Achutz from the Kaisel Marovi. That's the only thing that's still standing. So Hechrafti es Beisi goes in the Kaisel Marovi. Because Rebbe just made a Chor. Like the Kaisel Marovi, Metzilo was a Chilik of the Beis Amidish, a Chilik of the Kaisel Arum. Now it's like Chor, it's nothing by itself. But I call upon him, that wasn't burnt down. Mashenkin v'sorafti, yes, they, as they holy goes in the rest of the base of Migdish. That will destroy the Gamri. So that's what Kosh Baruch himself does at the end of each Mishmah. Right. Tanya. Omer Rav Yosi. Pa machas ayisim halach v'derech. I was once taking a walk. V'nechnasti l'chur ba'achas m'churvus Yerushalayim. I went into one haunted house from the churvus Yerushalayim l'spal to Davin. So now, we're still going to see it's interesting. There's a Gemara later that says there are three reasons why you're not allowed to go into a churva. To a haunted house. So Kuratz Akasha, the Kur of Yesu knew that Gemara also. How come he went in? So the Teres Beis says, as he went into Davin, and the Klal usually Shluchei Mitzvah Nizokim. He held, since I'm going to Davin, I'm allowed to go in, even though it's a haunted house, with Shluchei Mitzvah Nizokim. That's what he held. The Maisa was, Boy Eliyo, Zokla Tev, Eliyo, Anovi came to him, The Shom Ali Ala Pesach, he waited for him until he got finished davening outside by the door, or else him didn't leave the Gisriz. Hashasiyanti Tfilosa, until I finished davening. The Yachas Hashasiyanti Tfilosa, Yomali, Eliyo Anovi said to me, Rabbi Yossi, Sholom Alecha Rebbe. The Amarati Loya, I answered back to him, Sholom Alecha Rebbe Yomari. The Yomali, Eliyo Anovi said to me, Vini, Mifnei Ma Nechnas Lechurba Zu. That was Eliyahu HaNavi's kasha. How come you, Rabbi Yossi, went into a churba? It is an issa to go into a churba. We'll soon see three reasons why now they go into a churba. So Amarti lo, Rabbi Yossi answered back to him, L'spalo, I went into Davin. You're not allowed to go in min astam. But you're going into Davin as a klal, l'shluche mitzvah, and you're zotin, you're always allowed to go in. But Yomali Eliyahu HaNavi said, no, that's the wrong start. Hoy l'cho l'spalo b'derek, you should know you're still not allowed to go in. That's the shluche mitzvah, and you're and that's what's not shkia chazeka. But where it's Shkiyah Chazeki, you have no heter to go in. So Anovi told him he did wrong, you shouldn't have went into Davin, you should have Davin on the street. For Yamarati Loya told him, Abba Mishiyora Yisi Shem Yafsiku Be'over the Rochim, I'll Davin in the middle of Fairfax, and the people walking by will knock me over. I can't Davin there. For Yomali, so Yom and Anovi told me, if you're in such a case, where you have no place to Davin, there's a new Tfilah Tfilah Ketzorah, and there you're not afraid that they'll knock you over. Make a short Davin. Zok Yab Yaisi, Yaisi, Shoref, Trishmuz with Eliyahu Anovi, Lamarati Mimemesh Tresh Dvorm. I learned three halachas from Eliyahu Anovi. Lamarati Sheinach Nosin Achurva. So saying, Hezbri is even Bamokim Mitzvah. How feel you want to go into the Davin, but about it, so Shkiach Hezekah there, Bamokim Mitzvah, still you can't go in. Lamarati Shemespalam Baderach. I also learned Eliyahu Anovi, yes, I should have Davin on the street. So Mashmi, you're allowed to Davin on the street. Just that if it's such a busy street that people will not be over, then you don't have to daven. But if you could find place in the street to daven, you're allowed to daven there. Lomarati shamispalo b'derech mispalo tefila ketzara. There's also an Indian that if you can't daven long, you're allowed to daven tefila ketzara. Now exactly what a tefila ketzara is, that Rashi says, Rashi learns, tefila ketzara, that Rashi have in Enu. Lakam refers to a parak tefilos hashachar. We'll have a gemara about it later. But so Rashi learns tefila ketzara means have in Enu. Taisa there's kasha that the Gemara later says two things. There's a tefillah ketzara and there's havenenu. Havenenu is like just one pasuk. Tefillah ketzara is different. But at the end, Taisa says it's the same thing. I believe this for sugyas later. But Rashi learns tefillah ketzara is havenenu. It's a new bracha there in Masakin later. The Maestu, we never say havenenu. It's brought down that we don't have these brachas now. But they brought down the Mia. But the Maestu, the Teretz is that we're not mechaven anyway so much when we daven. So Mela, somebody's going to daven havenenu and keep that grace to Yura. As every Alamol, he has tremendous kavanah. And took now, he wants to chop around the fifth davening. So we're not made to say havenenu of his man is there.
What if you want to daven a school from Arufa, Federer? It's also
You have to try your best. I'm not sure. You have to try your best. You have to try your best to daven someplace that you can daven the best you could. Or the lachas we'll see later. When we get into the sugis of havenenu, we'll see there how we hold. V'yomali b'ni. So now Eliyahu Anovi, yes, Reb Yossi, you just came out of this churba. He asked him, Ma kel shemate b'churba zu? What did you hear in this churba? It was a churba haunted out from the churba of Yerushalayim. V'yomati loy, I told Eliyahu Anovi, shemati baskel, I hold a baskel, shemenehemes ki yoyna, was screaming, making noises like a yoyna, like a pigeon. V'yomeres, and it said, the same lesson again, oyla bonim, shabba v'nosein uechrafti es beita. Because Baruch was like saying, to Klal Yisrael, that because of their averus, there was a churban abayis. The sarafia techoli, the heglis sev lebein umais. That's what he heard. The Yom Ali, so Yom Novi told me, chayecho like loshin shvua, v'chay yirashech in the life of your head, loishu azu b'vad emeret kach. Not only this time the Kosh Baruch is saying it, ela b'chol yoyim v'yoyim sholosh pomim. Every day, three times a day, oymeres kach Kosh Baruch says this. So some of our Shemaras in the Mashal learned that just like at night, there are three Mishmaras, who are then beyond, there are also three Mishmaras. And three times throughout the day, HaKadosh Baruch Hu also says this Nusach. It's because here it says Lashon, Sholosh Pamim B'chol Yoyim B'yoyim. So you could learn, maybe just means every day, but which three? The three by night like we had before. But some learn, no. This Mishmar is like saying now, even by day also, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says three times.
So six times altogether,
right? Three by night and three by day. It means three by day and three by night. Like each zman is the mazunda zman by itself. So after v'loy zubu va, what? Yeah, it doesn't say, right?
Kenzai, I'm not saying it's machlokes. It's machlokes. What's trying to make right? One shot is that means balayli here also. And it should have said b'chol yoyim v'yoyim. It should have said b'chol layla v'layla. It should have said. How come it says lashem b'chol yoyim v'yoyim? So it could be matka. It means in a 24-hour period, three times. But some learn it means every day also. By daytime also they do it. So loyzu v'loyzu b'vad el b'shor she Yisrael nichnosim lebeit lebote kinesias or lebote mitroshes. The onim yehesh mei hagodim avorich. Every time he answers yehesh mei rabba, that's how yehesh mei rabba that we say. It's like Kodesh Baruch Hu menana b'roisha. Kodesh Baruch Hu shakes his head. The Yomer and he says, Ashrei HaMelech Shemakal Sinoisi B'Beis HaKach. And Kodesh Baruch Hu has a tremendous shvach, like Ashrei do, his praise to the Melech. Shemakal Sinoklai Yisol gives shvachas HaKodesh Baruch Hu B'Beis HaKach. Means the Kodesh Baruch Hu remembers when there was the Beis HaMikdash. And Klai Yisol used to say this shvach, the Yesh Merab in the Beis HaMikdash. So the Kodesh Baruch Hu feels bad. How come I, me, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, had to throw away my children? There's every time Christ answers Amen Yesh Marabba, HaKadosh Baruch Hu remembers the Shvach that was said in the Beis HaMikdash, and it makes the HaKadosh Baruch Hu thinks about the Beis HaMikdash, and about it's the big school to bring the Mashiach, to bring the Beis HaMikdash from Heavy Menu. Thus she says, Ashri HaMelech Shemekalsen Leitzer Beis HaKach. The Ashrei calls the man Shoyi Kilas there B'Tzirich Beis HaMikdash. His Ashrei, the Bizman, the Beis HaMikdash, they used to say this Shvach of Yehesh Mei Rabbi Mavorach, which is a tremendous Shvach. Tosfos goes here to Shaila how you go it. You say Yehesh Mei Hagodim Mavorach. So Tosfos has two pshatim here. Tosfos says the Machzor of Victory says Yehesh Mei Rabbi is one tefillah by itself. Yehesh Mei Rabbi means there's a tefillah that a means Yehei Shmei Hagodol means Hashem's great name that is already great. Mevarech should be blessed. That's what it means. And the rise from our Gemara that Yehei Shmei Rabbi Mevarech go together. There's Yehei Shmei Hagodol. Hashem's name should be great, and then Mevorach Olam Omayamai is a Bazundur Bakosha. But from our Gemara is not Mashma. That our Gemara is Mashma. It's one Bakosha. Yehi Shmei Hagodim Mevorach. So it means Yehi Shmei Rabbi Mevorach means your great name that is great right now. Mevorach should be blessed when Olam Omayamai. Right. Turn around, Mifnei Shloisha Devarim Ein Nechnosim Lechuba. Is this? To a haunted house, there are three reasons why now to go in there. The Bnei Chashar, Ashton is a haunted house, could be a Zayn is there and people say you're going to have Znus. The Bnei Hamapoilis, Poshid, you should be afraid that maybe it's going to fall down on you. You have to be to watch out, you have to take care of yourself. Or the Bnei Hamazikim, that's a Mafimul Mazikim Ashriyas. You have to be afraid of Mazikim. Yeah, could be. Trash of Bnei Chashar, Shlo Yomu, Zayna, Mechenis, Lashon. What?
Mean Shadim or Mitzam? Could mean Shadim.
I'm not sure. Could mean either. It could mean Shadim, it could mean Mazikim.
Could mean
either.
It could mean
real Mazikim.
What was
the
boss that
was raised? That's right. Yeah, we'll soon see. Yeah, what? Now, Pashtim means Leah. Pashtim means Shadim here. What's the other side? You mean people? Mazikim, you mean? Yeah. No, Pashtim right here means Shadim, Pashtim. We'll soon see. When you have two people, we're not Choshit for Mazikim.
But the
Ramadan
brings this, not on the Ramadan Hope and Shadim.
Okay, I'm not sure. I'm not sure. Rua Umisukinhu Pen Tipola. It's a weak wall, it made you fall down, so you have to watch yourself. See, there are three reasons. Fretting more now, Baal says three reasons, Mashmit and Afkinina, why you need the three. Otherwise, let us just say one reason enough. What do you have to have three reasons for? So at the Gemara of Mei Chashad, like what do we have to have the reason of Mei Chashad? For take Le Mishum HaPerlis. Stam, the reason of HaPerlis alone should be enough. As the Gemara knows, Naskamina Bechareti. You can have a new churba, a new one. It's just like caved in. It Rashi Shenoflo Mechodush, Shachoy Mishlo Noflo Vedeno Becheskoso. I mean, if you caved in, but if a new house caved in, you know it's not going to cave in more right away. It's going to take a month or two until it gets weak and weak and cave in more. So if it just caved in now, the way it is now, it's not Shchiach.